Well, happy Thanksgiving to all. Hope it was a success, that the turkey didn't burn and the mashed potatoes didn't get lumpy.
Did you survive?
I survived very, very well.
Yeah.
I actually had leftovers again last night.
I know. I did Thanksgiving with my daughter, Emily, who's really, she's becoming a sterling cook and all that stuff. But we agreed that every year we just do too much. Make too much, you know, and it's like, you know, because after a couple of bites of each of those things, stuffing and mashed potatoes, you get full.
Yes, you do.
Yeah.
You have to save room for dessert,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
That voice belongs to Chef John Ash. I'm Steve Garner. Welcome into the KS Arto Kitchen, celebrating 30 years of having Thanksgiving with you. This is our
That's
30th.
Right.
Did you go home with any leftovers?
I didn't.
No, not that one.
I didn't. I was just so stuffed. I was like, I can't think about doing this.
Yeah, we took home lots of leftovers from our friend's house, and it was a terrific Thanksgiving. So we had the whole ganze und Geschichte last night, everything.
So what's your favorite thing to do with leftovers?
Well,
do you have a favorite?
I've got to show you something now. Yeah. Okay, I'm going to show you a photo.
Okay.
I'm going to show you a photo. This is from Chef Mike, our producer, and he's realized a lifelong dream of what to do with leftover Thanksgiving leftovers. So I'm going to show you a photo, John.
Okay.
Right now, I'm going to enlarge this so you can see this because it's so beautiful.
Oh.
This is Mike's Thanksgiving burrito.
Oh, fantastic.
Everything.
So does he have stuffing in there?
Stuffing, mashed potatoes,
cranberries,
carrots,
on top,
turkey. And with cranberries on top and his mom's Yorkshire pudding.
Wow.
Yorkshire pudding is right next to him. So what are we going to call this? Mike's bombastic burrito?
Yes, that looks really good.
Don't you think it's beautiful?
So, Mike, what's on the side?
What's Yorkshire pudding?
Oh, Yorkshire pudding.
His mom's famous Yorkshire pudding.
And so
pudding.
I love in the background, there's a big bottle of
Mexican Coke. Yeah, of Coca-Cola. I think this needs to go on the KS Arto website.
I do, too. Can you write a recipe for that?
Can you help Mike write a recipe?
Sure.
I don't think Mike's ever written. Have you ever written a recipe before? Would you like John Ash to help you?
Well, it's just to tell him to take everything and roll it up in a burrito.
But it's beautiful. Look how artistically
it's gorgeous.
Plated. Isn't that beautiful? So
he's
that looks
the,
actually
the new Martha Stewart.
It looks quite delicious. There's a restaurant that is opening in the Kenwood area, and not a moment too soon. Dan and Diane LaMonica are the proud new owners of the old Kenwood, and they're on the line with us this morning. Good morning. Good morning to, I guess it's Diane. Hi, Diane.
Hi, good morning, Steve. How are you doing, John?
How are you doing? Are you surviving?
I am surviving. This is a wonderful little reprieve from my power washing. I know when Steve stopped in on me the other day, that's what I was in the middle of. So, we're excited. We're getting ready to get this place open for everyone.
So when do you open?
Oh, the loaded question, David says. We are working every day, shooting really hard for a soft opening the first week of December.
Fantastic.
Okay, the restaurant is called Salt and Stone, brand new. And to go back historically, those that have been around, like some of us, like you and me, John, have been around for 40, 45 years. Remember Bunny's Country Kitchen out in Kenwood. And then, of course,
Ray's Rancho.
Yeah.
That was another one.
That's right. Oh, you do remember.
So, yeah. So that was, I think that was before Bunny.
Yeah. And then Max bought it. And, of course, it was the Kenwood for many, many years. And then he sold it. It was short owned venture of another owner's. It lasted a year or so. Year.
It's a beautiful spot out there. It really is. You know, I confess, I looked at that place during one of the phases. This was a long, long time ago, one of the phases when it was closed, and I thought, this is really a country restaurant. You know, this is out in the wine country. It's beautiful. So way to go. You snagged a good one.
Yeah, we did.
I mean, every day when we come to work, we look across at Kundi Vineyards, and I think it's one of the most beautiful places in all of Sonoma Valley. So we feel so lucky to be here.
So tell us about the genesis of the name for the restaurant.
Well, we named it Salt and Stone because salt being, you know, from the sea, and stone being the land, and we're going to serve an abundance of fresh seafood and also many, many offerings from the land as well.
And very thoughtful of you to be able to send us a rough draft of the menu. I know that no one else has really seen the menu yet, but I like it. John said, this is a place I could eat once a week easily.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good. Well, I hope to see you at least once a week.
Because you have a complete oyster bar and a lot of seafood appetizers, charcuterie and cheese, a lot of items that you could eat certainly once a week, some confit items, some Caesar salads, nothing that is impossible to pronounce, which I really like. You have French onion soup on the menu, steak tartare, a lot of really familiar dishes that certainly will be prepared beautifully. Your chef is Arturo Guzman. You really snagged a good executive chef.
Yes, we did. Arturo is amazing. We've been tasting all week, and I wish that I would have known about the Thanksgiving burrito, because I'm sure he could have prepared a beautiful one. So maybe next year when we serve Thanksgiving, we'll get that on our menu.
You'll have to talk to Mike about that, though.
I need to see that photo.
So, Dave, I guess you are obviously, of course, a chef yourself. Were there any ideas that came from Café Beaujolais? I know that you and Diane owned Café Beaujolais up in Mendocino for a number of years. Were there things that were brought from that menu?
Yeah, a few things, definitely. The the steak tartare is one of my dishes. We got on the lunch menu, we're throwing a version of a Asian chicken salad. We call it a Shanghai chicken salad, but it's also available with a crispy calamari instead of chicken. Duck confit, the duck confit niçoise salad. And, there's a lot of things that me and Arturo have worked together on. That's the one thing I'm loving with Arturo, is he's really receptive and open to working together with me and using some of my recipes, using some of his recipes, between the two of us building a recipe together out of both of our recipes. He's not the chef that's in the kitchen that's just saying, no, I thought you hired me for me to be able to run the kitchen and do it my way and my way only. And that's good, because me and Diane have a lot of opinions as well as far as how we want our menu. So.
Yeah, he's great. Don't forget about the lava cake. We brought that from the restaurant.
Brought a good old lava cake. Actually, the lava cake's been in my life for about 20 years now.
It's a keeper.
It's a keeper. It's just delicious, makes people happy. You want to make them real happy at the end of the meal.
So how long were you at Café Beaujolais?
We owned Café Beaujolais for 10 years, from 06 to 16. Before that, I was from the Sacramento area. Uh-huh. Worked in a lot of hotels. Right before I moved, I ran Scott's Seafood Restaurants for 7 years.
So you certainly have a grounding in seafood. And I noticed there's the crab cakes on the menu, too.
Yeah, the crab cake, I have a lot of fond, great experiences with crab cake, and definitely won quite a few competitions. But I'm letting Arturo play with this one at first, and we're going to see how it's received. I'm sure it's going to be received well, because it was delicious. But, we'll see how that goes. It's a nice 3-ounce crab cake, really big. Just a single one on the plate with a beautiful couple sauces and some crispy leeks on top. Mm-hmm. Wonderful, wonderful dish.
So I want to ask you a question that is, I think all people in the hospitality business generally, but especially in the restaurant business, are finding is that it's really hard to find help. Has that been a problem for you?
It was at the beginning, and I do have to say I'm sorry to say why we've benefited from it, but the fires have sent some employees our way, because we did have some beautiful establishments and a couple of them that employed quite a few individuals burned down, so they've we definitely got a big rush of applicants right after the fires. Mm.
Well, the staff is in place, and also I liked on the menu, I certainly like this a lot, the prefix bistro nights, 3-course dinners, and $30 or so approximately, the glass of wine, $35, and very generous and really home-style dishes like coq au vin and bœuf bourguignon and braised lamb shanks and a whole Dungeness crab. You going to stick to some of those, huh?
That's the plan. We're sticking to all three of them for sure. The Dungeness crab, of course, is gonna. We're gonna find out what the price is due in the next couple of weeks. We're probably not gonna bring on the bistro dinners for about 2 weeks.
Okay.
Wanna open up with just the menu and then slowly bring in the bistro nights. And then I know one of the next bistro nights that we add will most likely be fried chicken in honor of bunnies.
Oh my
fantastic.
Gosh!
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, we're doing the beef bourguignon in honor of Max. We've heard from a lot of the locals that they want us to bring that back. So, we're listening for sure.
Good. That's wonderful. Responsive and receptive to the past with Forging Your Own New Trail. Smoke and Salt. Soft opening December 1st. Will you have a website where we can make reservations up, or is it already up?
It's being built right now. I would say it'll be for sure launched with some information the day of opening and a few pictures and the menus. But, it'll be up and going. We've got a Facebook page right now, saltandstonekenwood.com. And then, we'll be throwing some advertisements in the local newspapers.
So I think most people know where it's at, but can you pinpoint it for us?
Yeah, we're about 10 to 11 miles from downtown Santa Rosa, so off of 101 on 12, just 12 miles east. It's 9900 Sonoma Highway in Kenwood, right across the street from Cundy Vineyards, and right north of Deerfield Ranch Winery.
Well, John and I are thrilled to welcome you to the community. Dan and Diane LaMonica, best of success, and we know we'll be talking with you again real soon.
Sounds great. Thank you very much. You guys have a wonderful day.
Okay.
Thanks so much. Bye, Diane. That's Smoke and Salt, brand new restaurant, the old Kenwood, reopening this coming week. We'll be back, and a new cooking school has opened in Pen Grove, California. We'll meet the owner, and
we'll find out where Pen Grove is.
That, when we come back, is the KSRO Good Food Hour.
Sonoma County's local news, weather, and traffic station, FM News Talk, KSRO, 103.5, 94.5.
Karen, it's so expensive to hire a caterer for my wedding. We may have to elope!
Let's not be so dramatic, Beth. You can do what I did for Bill's retirement party. We hired La Vera Pizza.
They do catering? I love La Vera!
Yes, La Vera Pizza does all kinds of catering, from small family parties to weddings, graduations, and corporate events. No event is too big or too small. Plus, you can keep the cost down depending on what menu you choose. From pasta to prime rib, pizza to tri-tip, Rick is a fabulous chef, and he can create whatever you want without breaking the bank.
Beth, La Vera did my son's graduation party. We had prime rib, creamy potatoes, grilled vegetables, Caesar salad, La Vera famous rolls, and for dessert, tiramisu. It was so delicious, and I got to enjoy my son's party and not hang out in the kitchen.
Good food and great prices. I'm calling La Vera Pizza to do my catering for my wedding.
La Vera Pizza, located at 629 4th Street in downtown Santa Rosa, or go to laverapizza.com.
Attention, Northern California Wine Country wildfire victims. If you or your family has suffered injury or death, damage to your property, or to a commercial business as a result of the fires, you may have a claim for damages from PG&E. For information, call our special legal helpline now at 800-722-FIRE. That's 800-722-FIRE. Call now. The state's Public Utilities Commission has launched an investigation into whether PG&E's maintenance of its equipment in Sonoma and Napa counties may have played a role in these deadly fires, including whether it adequately cut back trees from power lines to reduce the known risk of fire. Reports show that PG&E has a long history of being found responsible for major wildfires because of inadequate maintenance of its power lines. How do you protect your rights and fight for the compensation you deserve? You choose the right legal team that has the experience, support staff, and resources to get you the most compensation for your damages. Call our special legal helpline now at 800-722-FIRE. That's 800-722-FIRE for a free case review.
Pauline's Automotive in Sebastopol is holding their fourth annual Toy Drive and Chili Cook-Off on Saturday, December 2nd from noon till 4 at the Sebastopol Grange. 100% of the proceeds will benefit fire survivors and the living room serving homeless and at-risk women and children. An RV will be given away to a fire survivor. Santa Claus will be there. Real snow, music, celebrity judges, beer, wine, and, of course, the chili. Go to the events tab at PaulinesAutomotive.com and be a part of this great cause.
This month, win big at Graton Resort and Casino. Multiplier Wednesdays, get up to 7 times the points. On Thursdays, turn points into slot play. And play in our anniversary slot tournaments, up to 30,000 in prizes at each tournament. Get your collectible anniversary rewards card. New members sign up for Graton Rewards and get up to $500 in free play. Learn more at GratonResortCasino.com. Complete rules available at the Rewards Center.
There's no place I'd rather be.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
In the KSRO kitchen, I'm Steve Garner along with Chef John Ash. And we're so overwhelmed with our next guest, we're almost speechless, but not quite. Mm-hmm. The owner of Wind and Rye Kitchen in Pen Grove, California, Lacey Sandoval, thank you so much for coming in today.
Yes, thanks for having us. We're thrilled to be here.
And for opening this really cool new spot in Pen Grove. And we also have Meredith Brown, who is a nutritional therapy practitioner. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And are you are in somewhat partnership or working together on the new school?
The school is on my property and kind of my brainchild, but I knew right when I opened the doors that Meredith was someone that I wanted to teach classes there immediately. So she's so far done 2 different classes and plans to do many more. So she'll be a staple in our kitchen.
So,
for sure. So
tell us about the school and kind of how it came about and what you're trying to do there.
Yeah, so it actually didn't start off as a school at all. The idea was we were going to move from the Bay Area up to Sonoma County, and I was going to get out of the hustle and bustle of the catering world. I was the pastry chef for a catering company in San Francisco, and if I wanted to have a kid and a family, I wasn't going to be able to keep that schedule up. So making my own kitchen on the back of our property was going to allow me to continue doing wedding cakes. So we built a fully permitted in-law unit back there, and it's my cottage food kitchen, and I make wedding cakes out of there. But then, you know, it kind of became this dream kitchen for a lot of us, and I had this wealth of friends with culinary expertise and backgrounds that I thought I could tap into. So we're brainstorming classes and the need for kind of unique culinary classes that are really small and intimate. And that's where this whole thing came from.
But there's a nutritional bent to this, isn't it? Is that the
Definitely.
Way you would describe it?
Yeah. I would. Meredith's classes for sure. Her kind of take on nutritional therapy is definitely like health through food and through what you eat every day, as opposed to being beholden to a pharmaceutical medicine. So that's kind of where Meredith's things come from. And then there is like an overlying philosophy at the kitchen about healthy food and also hyper local and sustainable food. And so that's something that we definitely talk about in every class.
So can I ask you both, does it, when you think about millennials, you know, that awful discussion that goes on constantly about millennials and all of that stuff, are they more interested in this or less interested in this?
You know what? I would say that as of right now, our target audience mm-hmm. has kind of been parents in Sonoma County and kind of discussing with them how to feed their children and raise their children healthily. Mm-hmm. And I guess we haven't had much of a millennial crowd so far, but we have only been open for a month. So
yeah, you have time.
We have time. Hopefully yeah. we'll reach them. You know what I think is definitely going to be a more appealing to that crowd is our plan to do farm to table dinners out mm-hmm, there. Mm-hmm. And that is definitely something that other programs have done. Mm-hmm, Outstanding mm-hmm. in the Field is a wonderful example of that. But I feel like a lot of those price points are unapproachable for many people. Mm-hmm. So we are hoping to do events that are smaller scale, no more than 30 people, and have price points that are under $100 per guest. And we'll do that by tapping into local farms and chefs to source all the materials.
So, Meredith, would you describe this little tiny bit of elixir I'm holding in my hand?
I sure will. So what we have here is a fire cider, and we made this in the home remedy class. What you do is you take a bottle, and you put a bunch of ingredients in here that have a lot of immunity-building properties to it. So there's onions in here, then there's horseradish, garlic, peppers, which make it really spicy. Mm-hmm. And then we have ginger, turmeric, and
rosemary, all kinds of good
things. Rosemary, lots of stuff. And you know what? The exact ingredients don't really matter. So you just put them in there, and then you put the apple cider vinegar in here, raw apple cider vinegar, and you let it soak for 30 days, so it's kind of a ferment as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then you strain it, and then you have this.
Wow. So what is it going to do for me?
So what it's going to do for you, it kind of has two angles. So a lot of people use it for immunity. So the moment they – because you can make this at home, you don't have to buy it. And it's like you're making your own medicine. So there's like a lot of empowerment to it, right? So you can, what do you think?
Wow.
He just tasted it.
I'm going to say, move over, coffee.
Yeah. That's funny.
Put a skip in your step for sure.
Start your day off. So a lot of people will start their day off with a shot of this fire cider.
I really like it.
It's really nice. It'll like, it kind of lightens up your senses. And then it boosts your immune system.
I actually feel 10 years younger.
Oh, great.
Oh, good. Excellent. You're already feeling it.
You know, and he looks 10 years younger.
My cheeks are so flushed and rosy.
We'll put that on the nutritional label. Yeah. Results may vary.
Well, it needs to be kept refrigerated?
I keep it on the counter.
Oh, you do.
While it's soaking and fermenting, you just keep it in a dark place, so like in a cabinet and stuff like that.
And one of the things we talk about in class is Meredith highlights all of the nutritional benefits of the things that we make, and then I kind of try and add in little tidbits of things, how to incorporate it in your daily use. So we make dinners at the end of each class and sit down, enjoy a meal together. And I'll make a salad dressing with just a simple mustard vinaigrette. And instead of like a balsamic vinegar, I'll use the fire cider vinegar and a little bit of olive oil.
Delicious.
And it just, especially with winter greens, like a heavy kale, it's so nice and kind of vibrant for that salad.
That's beautiful.
You can just splash it onto vegetables after they've been cooked. And that really helps bring out the flavor. And like lentils, soups, things that you want to brighten up the flavor with the acid.
So are your classes hands-on or demonstration classes?
All very hands-on.
All hands-on.
Yep.
So, because I think that's what people really enjoy. You know, you can watch it being done, but somehow you have to do it yourself.
Totally. Yeah. And that's another one of our goals. We limit the class sizes to 10 students, so everyone can fit around this large butcher block table that we have in the center of the kitchen. And it's really small and intimate. Dan Keaton, the chef at Backyard and Forestville taught a poultry butchery class, and that was awesome because every student got to break down their own chicken into the standard 10-piece chicken cut. So it was great to have a space where everyone could really like get in there.
And Daniel's going to be doing another class, you just told me.
He is, he is. He taught a fermentation class already that was tons of different unique pickles because he has a pickle board always on the menu. And he's doing a sauces class in December. And then in the new year, he's going to be teaching fish butchery. And hopefully we can get him to share the secret of his fried chicken in February. I envision that as an awesome Super Bowl class.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, for sure.
Wow, all your guests with
fried
chicken.
And some of these potion tonics, elixirs were inspired by Rosemary Gladstar, I understand.
Yes.
Did you get a chance to study with her or her books? And her?
No, I haven't studied with her, but I have read her books. And she's actually where the first place I started learning about using herbs for building up children's health. And that's kind of where it started was when I had a child. I didn't want to use over-the-counter drugs for him when he was sick. And so I started learning about using herbs. And so Rosemary Gladstar was kind of where it started for me.
For almost everybody. And we had her on the show a number of times over the past 30 years ago. She's very vital and vibrant. What do you do in your practice in Petaluma, Meredith?
So my practice is Sage and Salt Nutrition, and I have an office at the Luma Center in Petaluma, which is like a wellness center, and it also has a yoga studio as well. But I meet with clients one-on-one, and I do consultations, and I help people feel better by taking a look at their diet and making changes to their diet. And I also do, like, supplement recommendations. But I help people with things like blood sugar management, fatigue, overall wellness, and feeling better. Mm-hmm. So usually people will start to feel more calm and more grounded and just overall healthier after they start working with me.
That's wonderful. Do you have another class scheduled at the cooking school?
Yeah. So the Press Democrat did an awesome write-up on the home remedies class that Meredith taught. And so we're offering that again twice next week on the 3rd and the 6th.
And are there
Six.
Openings for
yes,
that?
Yes, there
for
are class? Openings.
And how much does it cost to go to a class?
It's $120.
Mm-hmm. But the fee covers your... well, a wealth of knowledge, but also all of the goodies you get to take home and then a meal at the end of the
day. You were saying that all of the students walk out with, and what you brought some of here are these right. beautiful jars of what? Like, what is that?
Yeah, so people walk out with a jar of fire yeah. cider to take home and soak, and then they'll strain that at home alone. They leave with some elderberry syrup, which is good for when a child or yourself starts the first sign of illness. You can start taking elderberry syrup, and they get 3 jars of that,
yep.
2 or 3. And then we, because of the fires, we decided, Lacey had the good idea to add in healthy lung tinctures. So we added a whole like loose herb section to the class, and it worked out really well. And it actually filled it out, rounded it out really nicely. So we're going to keep it in there. But we show people how to make tinctures. So this is a healthy lung tincture, which also is basically an immunity tincture. Mm. But you soak the, you get one of these, and it's
do you
herbs.
And drink that?
So you let this soak for 30 days.
And what's in there?
This is, you make a tincture with alcohol. Uh-huh. So this is vodka with some loose herbs, a mix that we do in class. Mm-hmm. And then we also have them do a children's one made with glycerin. So they leave with 2 tinctures to take home, and then they'll strain it at home. And after they strain it, we give them like little bottles to take it home and put it in. So even like little medicinal
almost
bottles.
Almost like a homeopathic remedy. Yeah. It's a little
tincture.
eye drop.
Yeah, because it draws
exactly
out all the nutritional
like
properties.
But you don't need to consume gallons of this.
No, so what you do is after 30 days, you strain it, and we show mm-hmm. them how to do that in class. And then you canter it into one of these, and you would just kind of, you just fill up the dropper and take some. And you do that once a day or twice a day. And then once you start feeling sickness coming on, then you would take it more frequently throughout the day. And we talk about all of that in the class.
So where does the body of knowledge for all, I'm sure it comes from many sources, but mm-hmm. but are there, you know, this is something when I think back to people like Adele Davis and others who, you know, were very much into this whole idea of eating naturally and taking advantage of the things that nature had to offer. Mm-hmm. Have we learned more about that whole world in the last few decades, or is this ancient information?
Like, oh, it is old information, and I feel like that's kind of one of my things is that I'm kind of taking traditions and breathing new life mm-hmm. into them, because I feel like these are like old, this is old knowledge that we've forgotten about. And that's when I had my child and started feeding him and raising him, I realized that there was a lot of things kind of missing or that could be better. And so I really started seeking a lot of information about cooking, which Lacey was a huge resource for me for learning how to cook, and then like how to keep him healthy so he doesn't get sick and have to go to the doctor.
Well, there's so much in every culture. There is a body of knowledge, you know, and ingredients that we don't even know about, you know, mm-hmm. that are out there that I guess we could use. Mm-hmm. And do you try to incorporate that too?
Yep, I try to incorporate food, like into my food. I use a lot of medicinal herbs in my food as I cook. Uh-huh. And then, is that what you meant?
It is. I guess where it comes from is that I did this book a while back about called Wild. And in there, a lot of it focused on the Native Americans of the Southwest mm-hmm. and things that they would use to for all kinds of health and nutrition giving properties like mesquite and stuff mm-hmm. like that. But how to use it, how to put it together, how to, you know, I was fascinated with it. Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like this whole kind of train of thought is, it's difficult because you don't want to claim any of it. It's not our new information, but it's, I feel like there's definitely a renaissance kind of right now where like a lot of these things maybe would seem very familiar and common to like our grandmothers or great grandmothers, but maybe there is a few generations where it kind of skipped over as being commonplace.
We're remembering it. It's like we're remembering.
Well, I think you said in the beginning that we've become so, unfortunately, I guess, so focused in on pharmaceuticals of one kind or another, that it's in a pill form somehow. You just have to go get that.
That's what we're trying to avoid.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll take a break at that point. Wind and Rye Kitchen is the new teaching facility in Pengrove. It's on Lacey Sandoval property. She's the chef owner. And Meredith Brown is an integral part of this new project. She's a nutritional therapy practitioner based in Petaluma. I'm Steve Garner, along with Chef John Ash in the KSRO kitchen. We'll be right back. And not only the fire and ginger and elixirs and elderberry, but there's cake also. Cake. Yeah. Oh, no. It's and pie. It's everything you've ever dreamt about.
FM News Talk Radio, North County 103.5, South County 94.5, KSRO.
For over 40 years, Four Seasons has been a leader in the field of home remodeling. A Four Seasons addition sets itself apart from the crowd. Sleek, clean lines and a combination of high-end raw materials all working together to craft the perfect solution. Seamless integration with your home style means that you can add square footage and value without ever having to consider the expense of conventional construction. Sonoma County Sunrooms, or SoCo Sun, is your local authorized Four Seasons sunroom dealer with a showroom and design center right here in Santa Rosa.
Hi, I'm David with Sonoma County Sunrooms. We work with homeowners and property owners just like you to work through all the options for your outdoor living area. When you call us, we focus on your needs and what will fit you best. Whether you're looking to increase the value of your home or looking to expand your livable space, Sonoma County Sunrooms will save you time and money on a room addition. Visit us online to learn more and schedule your free design consultation.
Check out SoCoSun.com today. Design, installations, remodeling.
Hi, Jeff Davis here again for Smothers European Volvo. If you've been knocking around the idea of getting a new luxury vehicle, there are certainly a lot of choices. Well, Smothers is offering a deal now on the Volvo S60 that can make it an easy step. It's a compact luxury sedan and offers the standard innovations you find on newer Volvos, like the leather-wrapped tilt and telescoping steering wheel, two-zone electronic climate control, and heated outside rear-view mirrors. The 8-speed Geartronic automatic transmission with advanced quick shift is powered by a 2-liter turbocharged engine. And of course, the safety features are among the best. Until the end of the month, you can get a select 2017 Volvo S60 for just $259 per month for 36 months with $3,439 due at signing. Hey, this is the time of year to take advantage of remaining 2017 models, and the new Volvo S60 is a great way to get into a luxury vehicle. See one today at Smothers European Volvo. They're at 2881 Corby Avenue and SmothersEuropeanVolvo.com.
Thank you, Sonoma County, for supporting the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market during this difficult time. Our hearts go out to all those affected. We all need a little comfort now, and for our Thanksgiving feast, enjoy selections of fresh greens, mushrooms, carrots, potatoes, turnips, Brussels sprouts, and winter squash, along with seasonal pomegranates, persimmons, apples, and walnuts. Meet local ranchers offering a variety of quality meats, including beef, chicken, and pork. Choose fresh fish and crab from a variety of seafood vendors. Everything you need to create the freshest Thanksgiving feast is at the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market. Remember to check out the creations of the many talented artisans for holiday gift giving. Open year-round Wednesdays and Saturdays, 8:30 till 1 p.m. at Luther Burbank Center for the Arts. The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, where it's always fresh, local, and fun.
Of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. President Trump named White House Budget Director Mick Mulvaney acting director after the director, Richard Cordray, stepped down. But Cordray had already named his deputy to the same job. The direction of the watchdog group could hang in the balance since Mulvaney has said it needs to be reined in.
I agree with Director Mulvaney that this agency does need massive reform to put it into conformance with U.S. constitutional principles.
That's Rick Manning with Americans for Limited Government. Egypt has shut down a main passageway into the Gaza Strip after Friday's attack at a Sinai Peninsula mosque left more than 300 people dead. Government officials are blaming ISIS for the attack. In Florida,
the shooter was in a gray Toyota.
Troopers are looking for the person who shot a man and woman in an act of apparent road rage. Meanwhile, a 15-year-old from Florida has been taken into custody all the way at the Canadian border, wanted in connection to the killing of his grandmother, whose remains were apparently found in the family backyard. Brad Milkey, ABC News.
Sonoma County's most accurate, dependable forecast with KSRO's Daniel Trucios.
Rain starts tonight, goes into tomorrow. Today, though, partly cloudy at 68, 67 on the coast. Overcast, some rain tonight, low 55, 56 on the shores. Light rain for Sunday, about a quarter of an inch, high 58, 59 in Bodega Bay. Partly cloudy by Monday, high 60, 58 on the coastline. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 94.5 KSRO.
This is absolutely the perfect show to follow Thanksgiving,
isn't
don't
it?
You think?
Isn't it? Yeah.
Lacey
yeah.
Sandoval, who's the chef owner of Wind and Rye Kitchens in Pengrove, a new cooking school, along with Meredith Brown, who's a nutritional therapy practitioner, are with John Ash and me, Steve Garner, today to celebrate our after Thanksgiving and also the opening of your new cooking school, mm-hmm. which is about a month old. We started off with the fire ice.
Fire cider.
I'm going to say fire ice, pardon me.
That's all right. That's catchy.
I like fire ice, yeah. though, doesn't
fire
it?
Ice
it's a
good.
Fire
yeah.
cider, and it really knocked my socks off. And our next elixir is an elderberry, bourbon, honey, brandy. What is it?
So it's elderberry syrup.
Yeah.
And we make it from elderberries. Yeah. And it's a really simple syrup that you make just by cooking down berries with some water. After it's done cooking, we add honey to make it sweet and a little bit of brandy, or you can put bourbon in there, and that helps preserve it.
This is a good one for the kids because we don't put the brandy in the kids' one.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
It's something that they will be willing to take for sure.
So where do you get elderberries? It's not something we commonly see here. I mean, certainly on the East Coast and Midwest.
There actually are quite a few elderberry trees, bushes uh-huh. in
you
Petaluma.
Know what looks like you'll see them everywhere.
Yeah.
But you can do Rosemary's Garden in Sebastopol has dried elderberries, mm-hmm. and that's where we get them for a class. Mm. Yeah.
Man. It's delicious.
It's nice.
So this is... So tell me what you would do with this. This would be something...
So I make it in the fall, uh-huh. like when it's time for school to start. Uh-huh. I make elderberry syrup, and it's really simple to make. And then I keep it in the fridge, and it would be a good idea to give it, you know, every morning. I put it in a little shot glass and give it mm-hmm. to the kiddos. Sometimes I start to forget. But when there's a sickness going around at the school, I always have them take the elderberry syrup in the morning.
And so it's an immunity booster to try and prevent you from...
And there's always sickness going around at school.
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So basically, you take it all winter long.
It's really delicious. You know, I could do all kinds of things with it.
Yes. It's so good on pancakes, on ice cream, panna cotta.
A little sparkling water in there.
Yes.
Something like
soda
that. Yeah.
With it.
Yeah.
Cocktail.
What
yeah.
about
the
figs? That'd
yes.
be good with figs.
Drizzled on figs, like ricotta tart with some figs and elderberry syrup. I like that idea.
Mm. Is this going to be available for purchase at your farm stand?
Sure, special order.
Would you ever do that? I mean, because some of these things, you know, people always complain, I don't have time to do it, blah, blah, blah. You know, it doesn't sound like these are really time-consuming kinds of things. It's more you have to wait for them to happen.
Right.
But is that in your plans, too?
I don't think we have plans to mass produce them, mm-hmm. but that was, we did get contacted by quite a few people after mm-hmm. the recent press about whether or not we were selling them. Mm-hmm. And we're just going to encourage everyone to come out to the class and mm-hmm. learn how to make it themselves.
So
it's surprisingly easy.
We should mention right now, and we'll mention it again. So if I want to sign up, if I want to find out more about these classes, and I want to sign up for them, how do I do that?
Windandrye.com is our website, and there's an events page on there that's really easy to find, and it has a calendar of all of our upcoming events, and you can register for class right there. And if you have any questions or comments about classes, you can, there's a contact me link on the bottom, mm-hmm. and I'm usually pretty good at getting back to you quickly.
So it's a commercially licensed kitchen that you have, is that correct?
It's actually it's an in-law unit. This was a big process for us. So it is an in-law unit that is being used at a cottage food kitchen. And so that was a law that was passed in California about 7 years ago now that allows small production of specific goods out of a home kitchen, but it looks very similar to a commercial kitchen. Mm-hmm. It's got all the fun bells and whistles in there.
Stainless steel and lots of stainless steel.
Lots of stainless steel.
Lacey Sandoval and Meredith Brown from the Wind and Rye Kitchen are our guests this morning. And we probably should dive into a little cake.
Well, before you do that, though, just what's in that jar over there?
So I brought this also. I don't know if we'll have time for it.
Okay.
But So after the fires, like I said, we did the healthy lung tinctures. So we made tinctures, but we also taught people about what a tea infusion is. Uh-huh. And so you just soak loose herbs in water for several hours, like overnight, and then you strain it out and you drink it. And so that's what this is, and I was going to strain it in class, but I'm not sure.
Well, we should get it, because Steve is just salivating about this cake.
Oh, I can wait.
So with all of these, if you want, you can sweeten them.
You can definitely sweeten them.
And what do you recommend? Is honey the primary thing? What about agave and stuff like that? Is that a good thing to use?
Even agave is a little more processed than a local honey. Uh-huh. So if you can get some honey that is produced right in Sonoma County, that would be the most beneficial. And there's a lot of studies about how the local pollen gets into the honey, so it can help you with any allergies as well. So why not get local honey? There's a ton of producers.
Okay, can I ask you?
Honey is medicinal, right?
Yeah,
it carries medicinal properties, and then it has minerals, so you're getting like it's like worth the sugars, whereas you're just having plain sugar in there, it's just empty calories.
It's magical. You know, they used
it
for wounds and things like that. You know, what about stevia?
I'm not a huge fan.
I'll go for the honey.
Yeah. Okay. Is that because you don't like the flavor of it, or it's that it's... Its properties aren't the same. I'm not trying to put you on the spot. I'm just curious.
Yeah. It's just not something that I've worked with a whole lot to work with. I usually, if I can find a natural sweetener, not that stevia is.
Before we take the break, what are these two little mysterious jars?
Ooh, these are fun pickles from our fermentation series. Oh. And so these are just simple pickled carrots. We had a bunch of vegetables in our garden that we brought in for the pickle class. And Chef Dan Keaton taught that as well. And then one of his signature dishes or items on his pickle plate is pickled mustard seeds. Oh. And these are really fun. I'm sure Chef is familiar with using these. They're great on a pork dish. And that's what we served for dinner for that class.
And they're kind of crunchy.
They're nice texture.
We'll be back. Wind and Rye Kitchen in the KSRO Kitchen. I'm Steve Garner along with Chef John Ash.
Sonoma County's local news, weather, and traffic station. FM News Talk KSRO 103.5 94.5.
The holiday season is here. There is no better place to help you create that special environment than the Gift Horse in Healdsburg. Whether it's home decor, dining, tabletop, linens, or kitchenware, we can inspire the decorator in you. Hi, I'm Carol, owner of the Gift Horse. I invite you to come see all the beautiful, special things we've added this season.
The Gift Horse Home Store.
The Gift Horse Home Store.
Home decor and more.
If you love to set a beautiful table for the holidays, the Gift Horse is the perfect place to find wonderful linens by April Cornell, elegant tableware, Lennox wine glasses, and colonial candles. We are ready for the holidays.
From our door to your door.
We're next to Garrity's Hardware in Healdsburg.
The Gift Horse Home Store.
The Gift Horse Home Store.
Home decor and more.
Open every day 9 to 6.
Thank you, Sonoma County, for supporting the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market during this difficult time. Our hearts go out to all those affected. We all need a little comfort now, and for our Thanksgiving feast, enjoy selections of fresh greens, mushrooms, carrots, potatoes, turnips, Brussels sprouts, and winter squash, along with seasonal pomegranates, persimmons, apples, and walnuts. Meet local ranchers offering a variety of quality meats, including beef, chicken, and pork. Choose fresh fish and crab from a variety of seafood vendors. Everything you need to create the freshest Thanksgiving feast is at the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market. Remember to check out the creations of the many talented artisans for holiday gift giving. Open year-round Wednesdays and Saturdays, 8:30 till 1 p.m. at Luther Burbank Center for the Arts. The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, where it's always fresh, local, and fun.
A very special Black Friday sale starts Friday at Johnson Pool & Spa in both their Santa Rosa and Windsor showrooms. The biggest names in spas, Caldera and Jacuzzi Spas, are on sale this Friday through Saturday, December 2nd at Johnson Pool & Spa. Accessory upgrades and special pricing with up to $500 donated to the Redwood Credit Union Fire Relief Fund for each spa sold at Johnson Pool & Spa. If you're a first responder, you'll enjoy even more savings. Info at johnsonpoolandspa.com.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
In the KSRO kitchen, I'm Steve Garner along with Chef John Ashen. We're so happy to have Lacey Sandoval, the chef's owner of the brand new Wind and Rye Kitchen in Pengrove, in the kitchen this morning, along with Meredith Brown, who's a nutritional therapy practitioner who's taught the, was it the first class that you did?
Yeah.
When you opened the cooking school and you did the tinctures and herbal remedies and beverages class. And you're going to repeat that on the, is it the second or the third?
The third and the sixth.
Good. And people can go to the website to sign up for the class?
They sure can. Yep. Windandrye.com, all spelled out.
We just had carrot cake, and that's some of the best carrot cake I've ever had.
I know these are big subjects, but can you just speak for a moment about gluten, you know, and gluten intolerance and all of that, because that seems to be such a touchstone for so many people today.
Yeah, it really is. Actually, Meredith and I were just speaking about this in the lobby before we came on, because there's been a lot of requests for gluten-free baking classes. And I was saying that my philosophy behind it is to kind of recalibrate your idea of desserts and your expectations of what something is going to taste like. Because if you're trying to make a cake that you love into a gluten-free version of it, it's inherently going to be different, right? It's going to taste a little bit different. And so if you can kind of avoid gluten altogether by trying to focus on desserts that never had gluten, like a mousse or a panna cotta, I feel like that is a really good option. Mm-hmm. Or to use flours that are naturally gluten-free, like a buckwheat flour or a coconut flour. That way you can avoid getting a lot of those chemicals in your baking, like xanthan gum or gar gum or things that are added to a highly processed flour that doesn't have gluten.
And is this true even of companies like Bob's Red Mill? I know they have a gluten-free flour that you supposedly can just substitute for regular all-purpose flour.
They do have a gluten-free flour, and it works nicely. And I do like Bob's Red Mill as a company in general, but they make a really nice buckwheat flour that is naturally gluten-free that I like to substitute if I can. And they also make a coconut flour. So if I can keep out those chemicals, I will. That doesn't always work. Sometimes
Sometimes when you read the ingredient statement for some of these gluten-free, it's like, whoa.
Right. If you don't recognize all of those words, maybe you should avoid it.
I think it's a marvelous partnership that you have going. The pastry chef meets the nutritional therapy practitioner. You know, those would not be brought up in the same conversation.
They're kind of antithetical, aren't they?
But yet you have made this seem to just flow effortlessly, but both of your energies are so complementary, and your focus and philosophy are very similar to you. Just have different disciplines of which you've trained in. Would that be a way of looking at it?
I think it helped that both of us kind of decided on our career path at the same time. Meredith kind of got into nutritional practicing when I got into cooking. Mm-hmm. And so we were both kind of learning and growing at the same time and saw a lot of similarities with our two fields as we went. So they melded together really easily. And we both were asking each other advice and opinions nonstop on one subject or another. So it works well.
We'll be back right after this final message and remind you about where you can find more information about Wind and Rye Kitchen.
This year, the holidays come to life in downtown Santa Rosa. There are so many unique shops and delectable restaurants, it makes holiday shopping so much more enjoyable. New this year, the Downtown Holiday Passport, your guide to the greatest deals and savings.
Hi, this is Nicole with California Luggage. When shopping downtown this season, stop in and see us. We have everything you need for travel. While you're here, don't forget to take advantage of all the savings with the Downtown Holiday Passport.
Hi, this is Julie at Kindred Fairtrade Handcrafts inviting you to come downtown for your holiday shopping. We have unique handmade gifts from around the world. And while you're here, pick up the Downtown Holiday Passport. You'll save 20% on the purchase of a single item. See you downtown.
You can pick up the Downtown Holiday Passport at participating merchants and restaurants, the Santa Rosa Metro Chamber, and the California Welcome Center. Take advantage of passport savings while shopping downtown. See more and learn more at srcity.org/downtown.
At E.R. Sawyer Jewelers, we know your beloved jewelry is much more than the sum of its parts. Your grandmother's bracelet, your grandfather's pocket watch, your mother's wedding ring. It's your heart, your story. E.R. Sawyer Jewelers has been here for 138 years, and their experts are waiting to help you restore, recreate, or start anew with your jewelry story. Visit their knowledgeable team and explore the possibilities. E.R. Sawyer Jewelers, the I Love You store since 1879, downtown Santa Rosa and Main Street, St. Helena.
City Carpets in Cotati is moving, and everything must go. We're giving away the smaller remnants, and room-size remnants are priced at 50 to 75% off. Beautiful 6x9 area rugs are priced at $99. Our last day is Wednesday, November 29th. Don't miss the best flooring deals in Sonoma County. City Carpets on Redwood Boulevard in Cotati. Open today until 5 p.m. Don't miss it. Everything must go by November 29th.
We have a couple of minutes left with Lacey Sandoval and Meredith Brown from Wind and Rye Kitchen. So what did you each have for Thanksgiving? What were the high points of your Thanksgiving?
Well, we shared Thanksgiving together out at the kitchen. It was the first year I was able to cook in the kitchen, and we ate out on the patio right as sun was going down. It was pretty dreamy. It was classic California.
Sunset.
Yes, it was so lovely. But we do a pretty traditional Thanksgiving meal with maybe contemporary twists on things. Like I do a dressing instead of a stuffing because I spatchcock my turkey, mm-hmm. so I don't stuff it in there. But we did a chanterelle mushroom and hazelnut stuffing this year that was delicious.
Really good. She made all of the food. She did the whole thing. She doesn't really want people to bring food. She says, come,
I'm
cooking.
Too much of a control freak.
You can bring some appetizers.
So would you invite us next year, Steve?
Definitely. Our table continuously grows, so you're welcome to come. Yeah.
So that's pretty wild. Chanterelle, hazelnut stuffing. I'll go for that. Okay. And the turkey. And what other sides?
We did fried Brussels sprout chips a la Spinster Sisters in Santa Rosa. If you've had their Brussels sprout chips, that was the inspiration there. And a turkey gravy, of course.
The soup.
I made sunchoke soup this year, which was really nice. And I tried a new thing that was cauliflower and barley and a little bit of kind of like a mustard vinaigrette on top with some parsley. It was nice, except for it turned out really white, all white, because it had butter beans and cauliflower and barley. So it didn't look as appealing as I wanted it to, but it tasted good.
And desserts?
What didn't we do for desserts this year?
There was a chocolate cake.
There was a chocolate mousse cake, mostly for Meredith's daughter, Naomi, told me that she needed chocolate cake. So we did a chocolate raspberry mousse cake. We did pecan pie, an apple galette, elderflower panna cotta with huckleberries, and a lemon tart.
Well, you guys are going to be on the front cover of some magazine pretty soon.
Oh, well, that would
That's
be lovely.
That's what I predict. Lacey Sandoval, chef owner of Wind and Rye Kitchen in Pengrove, and Meredith Brown, nutritional therapy practitioner, who is part of this wonderful new enterprise. We're so grateful that you're here in the community and doing this. It's just what we need at this
thank
point.
Thank you. And it's all about community. That's why we're doing it. It's not a huge money-making business. It's all about getting people to come together over food.
And for more information, we can go to your website, which is?
Wind and Rye. windandry.com, all spelled out.
WindAndry.com.
Yep.
Thank you both for coming in. It's a perfect after Thanksgiving show.
Thank you for having us.
Next week, State Bird will be coming up.
Yes, I'm so excited.
Stuart and Nicole from State Bird, one of the finest restaurants in the country,
they're a hot ticket.
And they have a new cookbook, and they'll be bringing it up to chat with John and me next week. Have a safe week. I'm Steve Garner for John Ash and Garden Talk. Have a beautiful, beautiful next week. We'll talk next Saturday.
FM News Talk, KSRO, K278CD, Santa Rosa, K233CN, Petaluma.
Agency. It is lovely.